Welcome to Giant Steps. It is just a little bit after 0 hours UTC on Friday, wherever you are, however you're listening. Thank you for joining me for an hour of jazz tonight. I am Mark, your DJ, and we just heard Sugar Ray by Roy Haynes from an album he did with Phineas Newborn and Paul Chambers called We Three. Tonight's show features a lot of tracks that, in my estimation, feature interesting drums. I'm a drummer. I like drums. I hope you do too. Here is the Modern Jazz Quartet. Thank you. right. Some really raucous stuff there from the Tony Williams Lifetime. That was from the album Turn It Over. And on that record, it was also John McLaughlin on guitar, Jack Bruce on bass, Larry Young at the organ, and of course, Tony Williams behind the drums for Big Nick, John Coltrane tune. Before that, we heard Jeff Tane Watts, probably best known as the house drummer for the Tonight Show band with Branford Marsalis and later Kenny Eubanks. But he made a lot of records outside of that TV show. That one, his album was called Citizen Tane. The track's called The Impaler. And the last set started with La Ronde by the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is Giant Steps. I'm Mark. You are listening to my selection of tracks with interesting drums tonight. This one coming up is interesting and very, very, very drum. Louis Belson with his Concerto for drums.
Thank you.
right. That was Jack DeJohnette along with Ravi Coltrane and Matt Garrison from an album on ECM called In Movement. The track is called Rashid, and you can definitely tell where Ravi Coltrane comes by his sax chops, honestly, being the son of John and Alice Coltrane. Before that, Chico Hamilton, The Dealer, opening track from his album of the same name, and Louis Belson did the concerto for drums. We're featuring drums tonight on Giant Steps, and I've just realized, going through all the tracks I've played so far, except for one, the Modern Jazz Quartet track we opened that early in the set, all feature the drummers as leaders. Kind of unintentional, but it worked out that way pretty cool. Here's another one along those lines. This is Sherry Miracle in her Diva Jazz Orchestra doing Andalusia. Thank you.
Dauber. Thank you.
All right, that was Art Blakey from an album called Drum Suite that was credited on side A to the Art Blakey Percussion Ensemble and on side B to Blakey's usual outfit, the Jazz Messengers. Oscalypso was the name of that track, and that featured a number of notable drummers and percussionists, including Papa Joe Jones and Spex Wright, among others. For that, Sherry Miracle and the Diva Jazz Orchestra from an album rather unwieldily titled Live from Jazz at Lincoln Center's Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Try saying that more than once fast. Andalusia was the name of that track. I am coming up on the end of the show. Thank you for listening in here on Anon Radio and Tilde Radio. I appreciate everybody who tunes in, and you are the reason why we keep doing these shows. I will be back same time next week. Fog is coming up next with Myocyte. Always a good time, always something different from last time. So stick around for that. I am going to leave you tonight with one more drummer as leader track. Matt Wilson with his Arts and Crafts Ensemble from an album called Wake Up to What's Happening. This is a Cuban carnival song. I'll talk to you next week.
.net port 7070.